Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for September 26th to October 2nd, 2009. Israeli attacks in Gaza and the West Bank leave 5 people killed this week as Palestinian armed groups reach a prisoner swap deal with Israel. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's George Rishmawi.
On Friday, the Israeli military injured 2 civilians during the weekly protest against the Israeli wall in the village of Belayin in the central West Bank. Villagers, along with their international and Israeli supporters, started the protest after the midday prayers. As soon as people arrived at the gate of the wall that separates the village from its lands, Israeli troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. One protester was hit directly by a bouncing tear gas canister, which burned holes in her trousers and caused burns to her skin. Another demonstrator suffered from severe respiratory problems due to tear gas inhalation. A French delegation, including the mayor of the city of Kaiserberg, came to Belayin today to participate in the weekly resistance activity and to learn more about the civil resistance in this area. Also in the central West Bank on Friday, scores of protesters were injured when Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest against the wall in the village of Na'alin. International and Israeli peace activists joined the villagers and held the midday prayers at the lands owned by the local farmers where Israel is building the wall. Israeli soldiers showered the protesters with tear gas and water mixed with chemicals. Scores of people suffered tear gas inhalation and nausea. The demonstration ended as local youth threw stones at attacking soldiers who fired rubber-coated steel bullets at them. For IMEMC.org, this is Joe Rishmawi.
In the Palestinian territories this week, for the first time in 3 years, Israel agrees to release a number of Palestinian female prisoners under the framework of Egyptian-mediated talks between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Also, Israel continues to build more illegal settlements on Palestinian lands. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Hamas sees the breakthrough as a preload for more prisoners' release. In return, Israel received a videotape on Friday that proves the captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit is alive, Israeli media reported. The report said that 20 female prisoners, including one woman with her little son from the Gaza Strip, were released and arrived Friday at noon in both Gaza and the West Bank. In Gaza, Palestinian crowds, including officials of the ruling Hamas party, welcomed Fatma al-Zik, a woman that Israeli soldiers captured 20 months ago near Erez checkpoint in northern Gaza. During a joint press conference with al-Zik in Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, Prime Minister of Hamas, stated that the release is a part of the Palestinian people's will to set free all Palestinian prisoners inside Israeli jails. Israel continues to jail more than 11,000 Palestinian prisoners, including children and juveniles.
Myself and the other released prisoners feel extremely happy. But our happiness is still shortfall unless other female, male Palestinian and non-Palestinian prisoners are all released, so that we all will live happily in our liberated homeland.
In other news, Israel has announced new plans for illegal settlement construction in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Israel's new settlement drives are inconsistent with Washington-led efforts to bring Palestinian and Israeli negotiators back to the negotiation table. Israel has earlier refused a request by U.S. envoy George Mitchell that Israel needs to suspend settlement building temporarily to allow negotiations to resume. Israel wants Palestinians to recognize the Jewish identity of Israel and that Arab countries embark on normalization steps with Israel before the peace process can be resumed. At the internal Palestinian level, the rival Palestinian parties, Fatah of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist Hamas party, are expected to reach a unity deal by the end of October. However, Fatah officials casted doubts over Hamas' intentions to reach the deal. Khalid Mash'al of Hamas announced early this week in Cairo that his party accepts an Egyptian-produced paper for agreement. Palestinian factions in Gaza, including the independent bodies, voiced their satisfaction over recent conciliation tunes. Both Hamas and Fatah has been at loggerheads since the democratically elected Hamas took over Gaza amidst factional fighting. Hamas embraces a resistance-based agenda, while Fatah, represented by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, honors peace talks with the Israeli state. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
The Israeli military attacks and siege on the Gaza Strip rendered 4 Palestinians dead this week. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramin Mighari reports.
A Palestinian child was reported dead on Thursday in the Gaza Strip because she was prevented by Israel to leave the besieged territory for treatment. 7-year-old Abara Isa had kidney failure and needed to travel outside Gaza for life-saving medical care, doctors said. They added that her family has completed all the necessary documents to leave the region, but Israel refused, leading to her death. The Palestinian Health Ministry announced with Isa's death, the total number of patients who died because of the siege has reached 359. Israel placed the Gaza Strip under total siege in June of 2007, leaving the hospitals in Gaza unable to treat many patients. Also on Thursday, 2 Palestinian children were injured as army left an object explode near them in the central Gaza Strip. Local sources reported that the 2 children were playing near a UN-run school when an Israeli bomb exploded near them. Doctors said the boys arrived to local hospital with light wounds. 2 Palestinians were reported dead and 7 injured on Wednesday during Israeli shelling targeting the borderline on the southern part of Gaza Strip. Doctors said 3 of the wounded remain in a critical condition. Another man was killed when Israeli warplanes attacked the same area on Thursday. The Israeli military claims those tunnels are used to traffic weapons into the Gaza Strip. According to locals, the tunnels have been used to traffic food and medicine into the Strip since the Israeli siege was imposed in June of 2007. In a separate attack, 3 Palestinian civilians from the same family were injured on Monday as Israeli tanks shelled areas in central Gaza Strip. Local sources said that Jihad al-Musaddar, his son Abdullah, and his daughter Abir were moved to Al-Aqsa Hospital for sustaining moderate wounds due to the shelling. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 31 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Troops killed a boy, injured one man, and kidnapped 45 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children. IMEMC's Catherine Orwell has the details.
A Palestinian teenage boy was announced dead on Wednesday midday after an Israeli jeep ran him over near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. The boy, Fuad Turkman, 17 years old, sustained critical wounds and was moved to a local hospital, where he was announced dead shortly thereafter, medical sources reported. Witnesses said that the boy was leaving his school at the village of Yabut near Jenin when a military jeep ran him over. Troops continued to drive the jeep, dragging the injured boy for 20 meters, then fled the scene, the witnesses added. Earlier on Wednesday, Nader Thraibad, 21 years old, was admitted to a hospital in the southern West Bank city of Hebron, suffering from light wounds after being attacked by troops manning a nearby military checkpoint, doctors reported. Early on Tuesday morning and late Monday night, 24 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli police at various locations throughout East Jerusalem. The Israeli police claimed those arrested were involved, either as organizers or participants, in the clashes that took place on Sunday. Local sources said that the arrests took place inside the Old City and the surrounding Palestinian neighborhoods. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Sunday after a group of settlers, aided by the police, tried to enter and take over the second holiest place for Muslims worldwide. According to local sources, the Sunday clashes left 17 Palestinians injured. On Monday, the Israeli police enforced a complete lockdown in Jerusalem's Old City in response to Sunday's clashes. Right-wing Jewish groups claim the Al-Aqsa Mosque is built on top of King Suleiman Temple ruins, and they want to demolish the mosque to rebuild the temple once again. For IMEMC.org, this is Catherine Orwell.
And that's just some of the news from This Week in Palestine. For regular updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Dina Awad.